The Albany Symphony Orchestra American Music Festival's reading series will take place tonight at 7:30 in the concert hall at MPAC.
And that reading session is one-of-a-kind sneak peek into the world of music today as up-and-coming composers chosen from a competitive national selection process have their works played by an orchestra early in the piece's development.
Composers will receive feedback from Maestro David Allen Miller in the audience, as well as from orchestra members who will weigh in on their work, you know, like attending your own funeral. The composers are Justin Rawls, who composed Tree Ride, Michael Lee, who composed Amped, and Baljinder Sekhon, the composer of Civil Variations. They are going to join us. First of all, welcome all of you. Thank you very much for being here. It's a real pleasure. Now, before we get to you, which I promise we will, I just want David to talk a little bit because there's an overriding theme to all of this, nice. Which is a migrations theme, which I think is a wonderfully elusive, very vague word that you can do a lot with.
Right, and that grew out of this piece for jazz orchestra inside symphony orchestra that the Juilliard Jazz Orchestra, the 16 members, are playing Saturday night with us, Derek Bermel's piece, Migration Series. And I just wanted to say that that piece is a five-movement jazz symphony inspired by this amazing set of paintings by the great Harlem Renaissance painter Jacob Lawrence that he painted in 1941 when he was just 23 years old. It was the first time an entire major New York gallery exhibit was given over to an African-American artist. MoMA bought 30 of the paintings. The Phillips Collection in Washington bought 30 of the paintings. And so those paintings are only brought together once every 20 or so years. Mm. And it happens that a month ago, MoMA opened the most comprehensive Museum of Modern Art exhibit of the Jacob Lawrence paintings. And a group of us actually went down last week, a group of friends of the symphony, and had a private tour, a curated tour. So just for the audience, if you haven't been down to MoMA to see the Jacob Lawrence Migration Series, you've got to see it. It's unbelievable.
They're not going to show them in the lobby?
We're not going to show them in the lobby.
Oh, exactly. I thought they were.
But this piece, Derek Bermel's piece, Migration Series, is inspired by that. It's this whole compendium of jazz history. But having said that, about the reading session, let's move on to the reading session. Because the reading session is one of the most unique aspects of the festival. And it's one that I don't think we've done it. Yes, sir.
Breathe.
Sir, absolutely.
Breathe. Just breathe.
It's one of the things that
David got a note from his wife, you should know, saying he sounds too hyper.
Right.
So now
I just want her to be happy.
Just to breathe. Well, I just want to set it up in that tonight's reading session at 7:30 in the main hall with the full orchestra of these new works by these three young composers is free and open to the public. And it's an amazing chance, as one of you said in the introduction, to come and see how in each piece, how it's done, how we make the sausage. Because each piece is allotted 40 minutes, and each piece is, one of the pieces is 7 minutes, but one of the pieces is 14 minutes, and one of the pieces is 9 minutes. And in that 40 minutes, we have to take the piece from 0 to 100 and get a completely finished run-through of the piece. So it's a great chance to see how we break a piece apart, how we work on it, and the ensemble and all that.
I've got two questions for our wonderful group. First of all, each of these has a title to it, Tree Ride and Amped and Civil Variations. How does one come to, inspirationally, to name a piece, and what is the inspiration?
Justin, why don't you start, because yours is so specific, the title.
Yes, my piece, Tree Ride, is inspired by a John Muir essay where the famous naturalist conservationist, where he climbs a tree during a windstorm. And he describes this experience like he's talking about, like he's writing a program note for a piece. So I took that as my departure and then wrote the piece that translation of that experience.
What it would be like to be in a tree.
Not in a tree.
During a windstorm.
He experiences this unbelievable storm from high up in this big tree somewhere.
That's what I said.
But it's like the whole experience of the thing.
Yeah.
What?
It's not just to be in a tree. It's to be in a storm in a tree.
There's no reason to be mean about it, David.
No, I wasn't.
I was going to just ask you, how come I can't hear the Albany Symphony on WMC anymore? But forget that. We can hear it on WMHT. Thank goodness, the classical music station.
Wow.
That's a
long, all right.
Sad story.
Yeah. We'll get to that later.
We love WAMC.
I know you do.
We love it. And we love you. And we love Joe. And we love all of your fabulous people.
Michael
More
Lee.
More than you can know.
Tell us about Amped.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me here. My name's Michael. The title Amped actually came, for me, it always happens after I'm done with the piece. And I think there's something unconscious that I have to figure about what that is. There's something about Amped, I think the title, and one of the motives or the themes, if you want to call it, is not a melody. It's actually just a simple glissando of the entire string section. So like,
what is that word?
So there's an increase, almost an amplification of the sound. It's like going from one note to the next note without a break. It's just sliding up. So something you could do like your electric guitar, we just plug it and you go up. So it has that, and that transforms later into more of this sort of, there's a sort of rock section at the end that I was inspired by. And the third thing I think is more unconscious is, I think living in the West Coast at the moment, there's something about that area that just kind of influenced me.
So the left coast.
The west coast, sorry.
No, left.
He calls
so
we have two left coasters, so which is unusual
for us. I get it. So my question is, you know, when I think of amped as an old folk Nick, the first thing I think of is Dylan. Because you'll remember Dylan went on stage at that famous time at
the trade, everyone.
You know, at the Newport Folk Festival and plugged in. Mm-hmm. And so when I hear amped, I think of Dylan.
And one of my, on my program notes, one of my influences music is not just Stravinsky, but early classic rock. So you just hit it. You just got it.
Hey, man.
Bob, you're feeling it.
These pieces,
brother.
These three pieces are so cool, partly because they're so different from each other. Mm. They're so varied. Yeah. Wildly and fantastic. The orchestra to do incredibly difficult things. Yeah. Other questions for our composer?
Well, we have a third composer.
Balgender?
Yeah, so Balgender Sekhan is the performance, or the name of the piece is Civil Variations. So tell us about that.
Sure, yeah. Well, my piece is modeled after relationships and connections between communities and society and with between individuals within those communities. So the piece sort of, in some ways, the piece deals with diversity and relationships. So civil in the title of my piece refers to of or relating to people within a society. So it's more or less variations on relationships between societies and between individuals.
Okay.
So
now,
like
your
personal relationships. Yeah, okay. I just wanted to know if I could I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, I was just clarifying.
No, I know. But I wanted to know whether or not, you know, you have an Indian background. Your parents, I take it, came from India.
My father did.
Father did. How much of your work is inspired by that experience?
Well, this piece, for example, dealing with diversity and dealing with people of various backgrounds living among each other and working together certainly is a reflection of coming from a diverse background. My mother is not Indian, and my father is, and I grew up in a diverse household religiously and otherwise. And so in some way, I'd say that all my pieces reflect that background of mine in some way. And this one has to do with understanding each other and appreciating each other and living together.
I hope they're listening.
Where are they? Are they?
I don't think either one of them is probably listening.
Are they far, far away?
My father's in D.C.
Oh.
And my mother's currently at my house with my helping take care of my kids while I'm here.
Well, tell them to get the app, WAMC, and download it. And they can hear it anytime, or go to WAMC.org and hear anything anywhere in the world.
Fantastic.
And if they want to give it to the lockbox, that's great too. Justin, tell us about you talked a little bit about the origin of Tree Ride, but so what brings you ultimately here? What do you get out of an evening like this, where you have the ASO reading your work? How does that bring us into the creative process of that? How that helps you
as
a composer?
Right. Well, it's so important what the Albany Symphony is doing in giving younger composers, contemporary composers, American composers, a voice, and getting this music out to the audiences that ultimately will appreciate it and affect the culture of this music needs, and the culture needs the music. So, but what we get out of it is an experience with a professional orchestra, with a visionary conductor like David Alan Miller, to workshop our work in a way that lets us go forward and write better music, write better pieces, and learn, you know, the business, as it were.
Right. What you have to remember about young composers is the materials they can access are better than they've ever been, and that they can get playbacks that sound roughly like an orchestra and such. But until you actually, you know, they're creating in a vacuum, and until they actually have musicians play their pieces, they don't really get a sense of what they've created. So it's an essential sort of learning tool for these composers to see an orchestra work through their piece and to really hear it come to life.
So, Justin, where have you had that experience that David refers to before the Albany Symphony? In other words, has there ever been times where you've had orchestras play your stuff?
Yes, but mostly, you know, an academic setting. This piece was performed by the San Francisco Conservatory Orchestra. But, you know, there's a big difference between a conservatory or a university orchestra and then a professional orchestra.
Sure.
So this is the first time this piece has ever been performed by a professional orchestra.
Wow. Yeah, it's a rare experience for us to get to be in this setting and work with a professional orchestra of this level.
And what's also really wonderful and cool about this is that I'm spending time today learning I've already worked on the pieces and learned the pieces, but learning about them from the composers. But then afterwards, a big part of the evening, and that's why I hope a lot of the listeners will come out and join us for it, since it's free and it's in the beautiful RPI Main Hall, is that at the end, we all sit around on stage, audience, musicians, our mentor composers, you know, really great major living composers, Michael Dougherty, Derek Brummell will be on hand. And we essentially critique and give feedback about what worked and what didn't work. And that, I think, for the young composers can be extremely helpful.
So how much of what we're going to hear is changed by previous interaction up to now? What I mean by that is, when Michael came in, I heard you say something to him, which was, thanks for changing that thing around. That implies that there's a certain prequel to what's going on today?
Not necessarily. I mean, I got the score. The scores some weeks and months ago and have been working on them and learning them. In Michael's case, his piece is a very incredibly complicated, challenging, fascinating, and wonderful piece, but it's particularly difficult to do and to put together in 40 minutes. And I think what he did was he went back and basically rescored it and made a lot of the difficulties slightly less difficult, more playable. Because what young composers and all composers learn today is that when they finally get an orchestra opportunity, the orchestra often won't have that much time to put their piece together. They may only, in a real situation, have 40 minutes to rehearse the piece that gets performed. We're doing readings, but that gets performed. And so they need to write pieces that are practical and doable. If they write pieces that are too complicated and difficult to realize, they won't ever get a good performance. And I must say that there's a great precedence for this that most people don't know. Joseph Haydn, there's a famous letter from Haydn where he says, "My new symphony is particularly difficult. It will require at least one rehearsal." So even back in Haydn's time, when they wrote these big orchestral pieces, they knew that they weren't going to have a lot of rehearsal, so they made them playable.
So Michael wanted to say something in his own defense.
Say in your own defense.
Oh, thank you. It wasn't that I had this awesome opportunity, the Albany Symphony, that I re-edited for this so that it could be done in 40 minutes. I was fortunate to have this piece actually premiered by Don Crockett at the USC, and it's in Los Angeles. And it was somewhat successful, but there's a lot of things I learned from that. And one of it is what I think looks cool as notes on a page, psychologically, is very different when the actual performer looks at it. And there's always a balance of how do you want to make it look on the score versus how do you want it to actually sound. And I think as young composers, with our own ego, we're so obsessed with making the score look just great and awesome. It's a piece of art. But at the same time, we have to respect the performers as well. So they have to enjoy it, and I think that's important.
So, Michael, when you go back, and as a result of this, because the Boston Symphony all listens to this online, and they write you and say, "Well, we're delighted that you did this," would you go back to the old way, or would you sort of stick with the re-edited version?
Oh, definitely stick to the re-edited version.
You might even do a further re-editing after this version. Sure.
So it's not just—it's really a learning experience that we're all. The opportunity that we have, us three.
And we have a minute or two, but talk a little bit about what you hope to get out of the process.
Well, like I said, it's a rare opportunity to do this. I've only been in this situation a few times, and it's been some of the most valuable learning experiences for me. Nothing can replace hearing an orchestra of any level play your music. No digital playback or anything that you know we can get from a computer. So The creative work is never done. Changes such as the changes that happened to Michael's piece, I expect to be making adjustments tonight with the orchestra, and I'm open to all that, any kind of feedback or adjustments that might need to be made. So, that's
when you get the feedback, and I guess this is probably to you, David, but when the feedback comes from you and from the members of the orchestra and even from the audience, there must be some conflict. I'm not conflict, but you know, some disagreement of, oh, well, I didn't think this. Oh, but I like that.
Right.
You know,
there's a lot of that. That's fascinating. And then the composer has to go. And in fact, there was a great experience that last night where Michael Dougherty had suggested a change that Andrew Rankmeyer on the Saturday Night Concert make. And she thought about it and I thought about it and we decided not to make it, but we had very different views of how the piece should end. So what I just want to reiterate is that these pieces were already selected because they're fascinating, compelling, exciting pieces. From a whole bunch of 60, 70 scores, we picked these three because we thought they were really strong. So what you'll hear tonight is not full performances, but you'll hear this incredible work through and then read through of these pieces that should hopefully, given the skill of the Albany Symphony, sound like a performance. And it's a really exciting, wonderful chance to see the orchestra really work at lightning speed and to hear these beautiful new voices for free, 7:30
well,
p.m.
Well, so with that invitation, how could you pass it up? So
not
the
possible.
Albany Symphony Orchestra's American Music Festival's reading session takes place tonight at 7 o'clock in the Concert Hall at MPAC.
7 o'clock or 7:30? Is that 7 o'clock?
You tell me.
I think 7:30.
7:30.
Thank you. But if you get here at 7, that'll be great.
You can be here at 7 p.m.
I'll be there at 7.
I'll give you a free late night jacket if you come early, just like Joe got last night.
It's 7:30 in the Concert Hall at MPAC. More information about the concert and the composers is available at albanysymphony.com. American Music Festival. It's albanysymphony.com/American Music Festival. Justin, Michael, Balshinder, thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful time tonight, and congratulations on your great success and continued success.
Thanks for this opportunity.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.